Good morning, everyone. I greet each one of you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Brother Mose, for sharing with us. My heart and mind just went to how God is our physical protector, but He also is our spiritual protector. And He protects us from evil in this world as well. And I'm just very blessed that we have a God like that, that we can serve a God that loves us, that He continues to draw us to, and that we also can see our needs and we can change our lives to perfect His image and the way He'd have us to live our lives. I was assigned to read out of Proverbs 29, verses 21 to 27. And I'm just going to go ahead and read these verses for now. Verse 21, "He that debtedly bringeth up his servant from a child shall have him become his son at length." Verse 22, "An angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression." Verse 23, "A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit." Verse 24, "Whoso is partners with a thief hateth his own soul. He heareth cursing and bewareth it not." 25, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." 26, "Many seek a ruler's favor, but every man's judgment cometh from the Lord." 27, "An unjust man is an abomination to the just, but he that is upright is in the way is an abomination to the wicked." I'd just like to have a prayer before I start in here. Yes, Heavenly Father, we do come before you in your Son's name this morning. Thank you, Lord, that you allowed us to gather like this again today, Father, how you protect us and kept us thus far, Lord, and how we're allowed to be here, Father. So, Lord, we just look to you as sheep, Father, in need of a shepherd, Father. Today, Lord, we give you our whole hearts, Father. We ask you, Lord, to teach us your ways and your paths of peace and righteousness, Father. Just ask, Lord, that you would bless each one here, Father, as we've come here, Father, to seek you, Lord. We just worship and praise you, Lord. We give you the glory and the honor of this day, Lord, and what you've done for us, Father. Lord, I pray that you would help me, Father, to share your word here, Father, what little I have here, Father. Help me to share what you'd have me to share, Father. I just thank you and bless you. We love and praise you. We pray this all in your Son's precious name. Amen. I just want to go ahead and read verse 21 again. "He that debtedly bringeth up his servant from a child shall have him become his son at length." Well, the first thing that I think of in this verse, I think if I'm working for somebody or something, and if they treat me bad or something, or misuse me in a wrong way, it's hard to build up respect for that man. But if your boss treats you with love and how he'd want to be treated, you tend to grow respect for this guy, and you want to do everything as he'd want you to. And it, in the end, it makes you both a better person, and it makes you into somebody that you can then in turn relay that to somebody else in the future. I don't know exactly if that's what he's talking about here, but he's talking about a servant here, and I think in the Old Testament, from what I understand, a servant was somewhat like this. He was submitted to his master in this way, and he would have done this, and in the end, he was more like a son to him than a servant in some ways. But I do have a few verses here, too, I want to read with it. I ain't got a lot, but I want to go ahead and read them. I got Ephesians 6, 5, and 9. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service as unto the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same he shall receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also in heaven, neither is their respect of persons with him. Yes, we could also we also want to look at this as our Heavenly Father and how we serve Him, and how He continues to show us love, and how He draws us and gives us grace and mercy throughout life, and how we need to continue to stay surrendered to Him and His will in our own lives, and recognize that we need to continue to grow in Him in this way, and through this we'll have more perfection, and He'll perfect us in that way. And it I can see where we can kind of look at it like that too. I got another verse here, Proverbs 17:2, a wise servant shall have rule over a son that causeth shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. All right, we'll go on to verse 22. An angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. Yes, this I know in my past I've had a lot of anger in my past, and I can see where a furious man can abound in transgression. If there's an angry man and somebody continues to just feed him and egg him on, it seems sometimes bad things can happen with that, and somebody will get furious in return, and things will get really bad or whatever. And I think this is what this verse is talking about here, and how anger is not the answer to life's problems or situations or whatever comes our way, that we should seek the Lord in these times. And have the right, if we have anger, it's towards sin and not towards men. And that we need to allow this anger to be within us and contain it, and not let it be, get to be fierce and where we aboundeth in transgressions. And I was blessed with this verse, and knowing that God will and can, and you can have victory in this way in life over that anger. And I got a few verses here with that. It's out of Proverbs 14:29. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty in spirit exalteth folly. And right here it talks about it in these verses and how you need to allow yourself to consume whatever you want to think or your flesh wants to do. You need to allow yourself to just take your time and not be hasty in spirit in this way. Because in the end, you will be a fool if you do this. Proverbs 15:18, a wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. Proverbs 26:21, as coals are to burning coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. That verse really stood out to me. I've heard it just makes so much sense, and how you continue to feed a fire of hot coals, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. It won't be kindled. You won't kindle it if you continue to feed it. And I don't ever want to be that person. I don't see that anybody in here is that either, but we need to be aware of these situations in life. Every day as we meet people, and there is angry people out in this world, and we come in contact with them, we don't want to be the ones that do the feeding in this way. And it, God will bring judgment to a person that does this. All right, let's go on to verses 23. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Yes, this verse too is one that I know I had to learn from, and I'm still learning from, that if I go about in a proud way, and in the end of the day, I will get knocked down, and it just humbles you if you continue to live a life like this. So I'd like to read the verses I have here. Proverbs 18:12, before destruction the heart of a man is haughty, and before honor is humility. Proverbs 11:2, when pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. Matthew 23:12, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Yes, may we just, may this be our prayer today, and that we may live our lives in a humble way, and not seek to be lifted up, but to live our lives in a humble way. I also got 1 Peter 5-7. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject to one another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Yes, it says there very clearly that God don't accept us in a proud way. He don't accept that in our lives. And until we humble ourselves and we seek his will and his face to the fullest in our lives and surrender to him, then he will accept us, and he will take us in that way. It says here, just really stood out to me. It says, casting all your cares upon him. Not just the big things, the little, everything. Cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Our God does. He cares for us each day. All right, verse 24. Whoso is partner with a thief hateth his own soul. He heareth cursing and bewareth it not. It took me quite some time with this one. I reread it and reread it, and it took me quite some time, but I come down to the conclusion that there's things that go with a thief is a liar, and it, if we're partners with somebody like that in our life, it brings us down. It's not something that the Lord will bless, and I just want to share a few verses that I thought that would go with it. I got James 5:12. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea, yea, and your nay, nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. I believe that some of this verse he's talking about just plain speaking the truth in life. And if we go through life with unhonesty, you know, we are partners with a thief. You know, Satan is a thief, and we're partners with him if we go through life in this way. Or it can also be where it could be our friend or our loved one, who whatsoever. If we allow ourselves to be in that kind of setting or whatever, we're partners with them in it. But I want to read out of Acts 5 here. But a certain man named Antipas and his wife Sophia, and Sophia his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. And Peter said, Antipas, why doth Satan fill thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. Antipas allowed himself to lie to the Holy Ghost in that way. And in return, he was lying to God. And it can be, if we go through life and we don't obey our conscience and the Holy Spirit, that when it talks to us and we ignore it, and then we hurt ourselves more, and we're actually lying to God, and it causes shame to be brought upon us. And here God dealt with this matter right at the moment, and I'll just continue reading here. And Antipas, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on them all that heard these things. And the younger men arose, bound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. I can't imagine being there and seeing that happen, and the burden of seeing how seriously God takes this. And it was about the space of 3 hours after when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord. Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. She fell down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost, and the young man came in, and found her dead, and carried her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard of these things. Whoso is partner with a thief hateth his own soul. He heareth cursing and bewareth it not. I don't think we want to be partners with a thief. God takes this very seriously. He may not strike us down dead today. He can. He's very capable of doing this. But we will judgment will be brought upon us if we are partners with a thief and if we don't repent of this. Verse 25, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. I'll read, I got verse Luke 12, 4-7. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that ye can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. For are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are numbered. Fear not therefore, ye are for more value than many sparrows. Yes, I was just blessed with this verse as well. I think of this, the fear of man bringeth a snare. If I go through my life and I fear man so much and I get all flustered and it eventually Satan will use that and he'll bow me up and it'll be a snare. It'll be a trap. But if we continue to keep our focus on the Lord and throughout life, if we continue to seek His will in our lives and to just trust Him, He will keep us safe. I also got Isaiah 26:3-4. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. I also have Psalms 7:1. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me, and deliver me. All right, let's go on to verse 26. Many seek a ruler's favor, but every man's judgment cometh from the Lord. I had to think of this verse quite a bit too, and my mind went many places. But I just come down to if I have to live my life and to please people that are above me or anything like that, or to try to seek their favor or just man in person, if I live up my life as in living my life to please or to have favor on somebody, even if there are things that aren't right, and in the end, God's the one that judges, not men. I need to seek the Lord and make sure that my relationship with Him is where it should be before anything else. I want to read out of Psalms 9:16 here. The Lord is known by the judgment which He exalteth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. And we don't have to try to point out or to judge the wicked, because in the end of the day they are snared by their own works and their own hands. God will bring that to them. I also want to read out of Romans 13, 1 to 7. Let every soul be subject unto higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive in themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror of good works, but to evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. This is just very sobering words to me, and knowing that God doesn't take sin lightly in any of our lives, in my life first of all, and that he execute wrath upon him that does evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending constantly upon this very thing. Render therefore all to their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, customs to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Yes, I don't know that I have much more for this verse here. I want to go on to verse 27 here. An unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. I want to read the meaning of abomination is a thing that causes disgust or hatred. Proverbs 11:1. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that can be swift to running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and and he that soweth discord among brethren. Yeah, I really had to ponder over where it says a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, even our imaginations and our thoughts. If anything that we allow our minds to be filled, these things, if they're not of God, and if the Lord doth hate these things. They're an abomination to Him, and my prayer is that this may not be any of us in here, that we may not ever have wicked imaginations and that it in any of this, that's a lying tongue and hands that shed innocent blood, these things are something that the Lord will bring judgment on, and that he doesn't take it very lightly at all. And it was encouraging to me that there is victory over these things, and God will give you the power over these things, and it's a blessing to have that in the Lord. And it's a very serious matter, and God doesn't take it lightly. I also have Proverbs 15:8-9. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is His delight. The way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord, but He loveth him that followeth after righteousness. It's just a beautiful promise there in the end of that verse about if He loves us if we seek Him, and if we seek Him, He loves that if we seek after righteousness, if we seek His face, and God will bless us in that, and He does love us. I also would like to read out of Luke 5. My heart went to this as I read this verse. Luke 5:30. Okay. It starts in verse 30 there, where the scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, "Why do ye eat and drink with the publicans and sinners?" They didn't understand why Jesus would have part with these people. You know, they're sinners and publicans. You know, and Jesus answered, saying unto them, "They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And my heart just went to that this morning, and as I studied over this verse, that we were all sinners, and we are all sinners, and God's here for us. He's on our side. He wants us to repent from our sin, our sinful nature, and He's here to be with us and to heal us and to help us to strive on in life, and no matter what the circumstances are, He is our healer and our redeemer, and we serve an Almighty God, a Lord of Lords and King of Kings, one that He's in control of every situation, and we need to stay surrendered to Him, and He will take care of us in all matters of life, no matter what. And He's come to call the ones that seek Him and the ones that are that need Him. And I first of all am a very needy person. I need the Lord in my heart and life more and more each day. And I just thank each one for allowing me to share, and I just wish all God's blessings.